transformation into the NFL been like? I know you're kind of on the shelf a little bit, but what's it been like to start your career?
It's been a dream come true. You know, I just couldn't wait to get out here and get to work. I remember being on the phone. I was like, hey, can I fly out here tomorrow? You know, after the phone call, obviously there's rules against that. So I had to wait a little bit. But to be here, and especially at such a great organization with, you know, proven winners, amazing fans, great teammates, it's been wonderful.
Is there any part of you that is motivated by, you know, slipping to the fifth round, and had you not gotten hurt, you could have been first rounder maybe? You know, trying to prove to yourself or the teams that you are one of the top players in the draft.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. That's something Coach Jeep, you know, texted me from day one, is he wants me to prove that I'm the best tight end in this class, and, you know, that's why I'm here. That's why I'm here to work, and that's how I feel. So, I mean, right now my job is just to get healthy and learn as much of this playbook as I possibly can, and that's been my focus. But down the line, that's the ultimate goal.
Is it tough that you're not going to be able to prove that until –
Oh man! Ball. Oh, it's really tough being out there, man. My adrenaline's still pumping, and I'm so locked in. I know what I'm doing out there on every play. I just can't go out there and do it. And that's tough, you know, being a competitor and being a player that, you know, wants to help a team win. But I'm living through these guys out here. They're having fun. They're living out their dreams. So I'm just helping where I can.
You were still able to get out there and walk through. Is that what you're doing out there? Lining up.
I'm just following what the trainer's protocol is for me, and they're kind of holding me back a little bit. You know, I just met with them here in the last couple of days, you know, assessing where my knee's at and everything. So I'm just following protocol.
You think it's going to be a shock to your system that your head coach doesn't wear khaki pants?
you know, no, I'm not really. That's the least of my concerns. I got a big playbook to study here, so I'm not looking at khakis or shorts, whatever.
Jake, you've just been here for a little bit, but first impressions of being part of the Broncos and the organization?
Really, I mean, I can say it 100 times. This is such a dream come true, and it's a dream to play in the NFL, but I feel especially lucky to be in such a great organization. And, you know, I put my cleats on today. I looked at my helmet. I just had to take it in for a second because it's so special, and I'm very grateful to be here.
Jake, you got a Michigan guy in the cover of Madden, so do you believe in the whole idea of the Madden curse?
Shoot. Actually, that was like the first thing I thought of, but, you know, Tom Brady, he's kind of like invincible, so we'll see what happens.
Have you had a chance to talk much with the veteran tight ends here?
Yeah, I've tried to talk to Jeff. I got his number, reached out to him a little bit. I talked to Michael Schofield, and, you know, really another thing I noticed about this team is the culture, and you know, being through a culture change in Michigan and understanding how important that is to winning. When I got picked up, there was, you know, probably about 10 veteran guys that reached out to me and texted me and congratulated me and, you know, said, you know, they're excited to have me here and they're ready to get to work. And that just speaks on the culture that's within this organization, the commitment to winning.
You're probably early in the process, but starting to look at the playbook, how different is it from what you did in Michigan and how, you know, think you'll be used?
Mm-hmm. You know, there's definitely differences, but I do feel Coach Harbaugh did a great job, and Coach Fish, Coach Drev, coming from that pro-style system, I mean, they threw a lot at us at Michigan, and, you know, I tried to prepare the same way there that I'm trying to prepare right now, and I think their staff did a good job. It's still very early to tell what my role is going to be in this offense. I'm just committed to working hard right now and getting healthy. That's my job.
You're often compared to Jason Witten. What do you think of that comparison, and was there any pro that you pattern your game after?
I'm not going to compare myself to Jason Witten, but, you know, obviously he's one of the greatest tight ends. So, you know, being a young tight end coming into this NFL, in this league, you try to pick different pieces from different tight ends' games, and obviously Jason Witten does so many things right. So definitely watch some film on him, as well as many other guys trying to, you know, find an edge for my own game.
What part of your game do you feel like is your biggest strength?
I think I'm versatile, and that's, you know, it's kind of fading away in this game. It's more of a spread, you know, you see more spread tight ends. For me, I believe I can line up anywhere. I can be a wide tight end, line up in the backfield, flex me on the slot or by myself. And, you know, with that, you know, you have to have a very good understanding of the offense, too, so to be able to, for the coaches to trust you to line up anywhere. You know, the timetable of that, it's still to be determined. I'm just still working right now, and, you know, whenever they clear me, I know I'm going to be ready.
Thanks, Jake.
All right.
Thanks, Jake.
Thank you.